We're doing the Ramban Nachmanides Torat Hashem Tmima. We're up to page Yud in the Chazon Yoel edition. The Ramban is illustrating now in the beginning in this first section of his letter the holistic properties of the Torah and how the Torah really gives us a footing in understanding what's going on in the world. V'chein tachshov bayamim. The Ramban says, look at the days of the year. Imimetu shehakadosh baruch hu dan et olamo b'rosh hashanah. Going with what our sages teach us, that Hashem judges the world on Rosh Hashanah. Umitchilat b'yato shel olam yasad ken. And this is part of the plan from creation, where Hashem said, I'm creating man on this day, I'm judging man on this day, and I will forever rejudge man and humanity on this day. Rosh Hashanah, quick question. Is it just the day of judgment for the Jewish people or the world at large?
The whole world.
The whole world, right? The people in Nepal were judged this past Rosh Hashanah. That was decided that's what would befall Nepal. The world is judged on Rosh Hashanah. There's an allusion to this in the zodiac. Hashem made it that the zodiac of Tishrei is the zodiac of the scale. Imken, mi shegala lecha ze asod ve'amar lecha biyom ploni tavo lefanav bedvar tchina. So if you are given this secret, then you're told on this day, come before your creator, come before your king, because if you pray to him and you ask him, that's the day that you will find favor before him. Notice the Ramban includes on Rosh Hashanah asking for things. That's a big discussion, because in the Holy Zohar it says that if people ask for things on Rosh Hashanah, then in heaven they say, look at them, they're like dogs. A dog always barks and says, have, have. That's the, it's interesting. In different languages, we portray animals in different ways. How does a dog bark in English?
Woof, woof.
Woof, woof. How does a dog bark in Hebrew?
Have, have.
Have, have. So it's have, have. The Zohar takes it to mean give, give. No, really, when you teach kids, so you start noticing that you make different noises for the animals in different languages. Another example of that is what?
Kukuriku.
Kukuriku, right? Kakadoodle-doo and kukuriku, right? So that we do have words to describe the sounds that animals make. What page? I put the bookmark there. Yeah, that's where we started. Now we've moved forward a paragraph. So the Ramban, in passing, mentions this is a day to pray and bow before him. And 10 days from that, what day is that? 10 days after Rosh Hashanah? Yom Kippur. You will fast and he will forgive you. So we have so many things that the Torah gives us the behind the scenes look as to how Hashem is running the world. So Hashem tells us this action is a chosen action. It's an action that Hashem approves of, and it'll bring you closer to the Ribon Shalom. Umaseh ploni, and a different action, nimas, in heaven they tell you it's revolting, umrachek otcha milfanav, and will distance you from before him. En lecha chokhma elazo. That's the only place you have such a wisdom is in the Torah. Den lecha dat utvuna kazo, and there's no knowledge like this, v'chol chafetzim neyishvu ba. And then nothing else can compare to that. Go figure out, what does Hashem want? Maybe he wants you to stand on your head. No, he wants you to bow. Why does he want you to bow? He wants you to pray. Why does he want you to pray? Why does he want you on Rosh Hashanah to eat and on Yom Kippur to fast? And on the 15th of Tishrei to take a branch and start shaking it around. Why? None of this stems from our intellect. Comes the Torah and tells us, here's what Hashem wants you to do. And the Medrash says in Psalms, Zehu she'amar ha-katuv, ner l'ragli dvarecha ve'ol entivati. The verse in Psalm says, your word is the lamp by which I walk. Your word, Hashem, is the light of my path. Amar David, bati lechalel Shabbat. David says, I come on Shabbos, I want to turn on a light. Hirali Torah. So the Torah enlightens me and tells me, no turning on a lamp on Shabbos. Shneimar, shamot yom Shabbat lekadsho. Hashem says, I want you to protect the day of Shabbos to be sanctified. Bati lenaef. King David says, I came to commit adultery. Hirali Torah. The Torah comes along and says, Mot yumat anoef manu afet. A person who commits adultery gets a death penalty. So my life is guided by the Torah. There are two approaches to Torah. One can look at Torah as This is the way Jewish people behave, but it's a culture. Or one can say, no, this is life. This is what life is. David HaMelech says, this is the light of my path. Now you'll say, but all the nations have different cultures. Why is Torah different? So that's the next section of the Ramban, which we'll visit, I think, next week. To a certain degree, yeah.
But, while living, not necessarily physical death,
right? Right.
All the nations are judged, you say, on Rosh Hashanah.
Correct.
We accept it. We know that we're Jewish on Rosh Hashanah. They're judged on their fulfillment of the Malachi laws.
Among other things, yeah.
But they don't, it's not our job. They don't have anything specific to do on Rosh Hashanah. Does Yom Kippur apply to them?
Yom Kippur is not applied to the world, just Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah applies to the world, but if they'd know it, then they could also pray. They could also approach Hashem.
The king's near with everybody.
Right. I'm saying on Rosh Hashanah, the whole world technically could pray. They just don't know to pray.
And then the next question, is there an obligation like it is if we have the power to teach Noah guide laws? And
That's we'll get there. That's a totally separate question. Okay, so next week we'll discuss where the Ramban says, okay, but how is the Torah different than the cultures of other nations? Christianity, Islam, they seem similar. What's going on here? So that's next week, Bezalel Hashem.